Well, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. I went to my doctor the other day for my annual checkup. Got a pretty good bill of health. But the doctor, he says, "Father, do you know what you weighed last year?" And I said, "No." He says, "Well, I got it right here." He said, "You weighed 193. Now you weigh 216. He said, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, can't you tell it's all muscle?" And I said, "I guess I have to cut down on my workouts." I was thinking about something that we can all eat that will not give you an extra pound, that will not even give you an extra ounce or an extra calorie. But this thing that we can all eat that will not give us a pound, an ounce, or a calorie is something that could help us and will help us and our health in body, mind, and soul in incredible ways. And what I am talking about is the Word of God. Today is Word of God Sunday. And the third Sunday of Ordinary Time every year is the year to focus on the Word of God. Hence, we have the Scripture right here in this nice glass case. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Take the Word of God and eat it." Revelation chapter 10, verse 10 says the same thing. "Take the scroll and eat it." And I was kind of the first time I really ever heard that, I thought, what in the world does that mean? But what it means is that we take the Word of God and we are meant to devour it. To devour, to get so into it, that and it into us, that it becomes a part of us. That we eat it, that it becomes part and parcel of who we are, who our soul, what our souls are, the makeup of our hearts, everything, that the Word of God is living and breathing and active inside of us because it's alive. The Word of God, it may seem to us more mere mortals as simply static words on a page, but it's so much more than that. In our first reading, the priest Ezra is up talking and he's reading the Word of God. And the people are out there crying or just like not paying attention. And he goes, "What are you people? Like, this is the Word of God today. This is, rejoice. This is the Word of God. This is nothing to be upset about. This is nothing to be ambivalent about. This is nothing to be indifferent about. It's the Word of God. And it has power to save us. And to help, and to bring about health in body, mind, and soul here on earth, and to bring us to heaven." The Word of God, when we allow it to take root in us, it changes us and saves us. And that's what Jesus in our gospel, he gets up and he reads the Scripture. In the synagogue, he reads it and he rolls it back up, and they're all going, "Whoa. I never heard it like that." And then Jesus says, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, when we truly hear, when we truly listen, when we truly eat the Word of God and it becomes a part of us, that it becomes fulfilled. Because it's a part of us and we're allowing the Word of God to direct our life. And the Word of God has that power. The Word of God directs our lives. It feeds us. Remember when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the desert? He fought back with the Word of God. When the devil tried to tempt him in something, he would quote the Scriptures. And it's that powerful. It's that powerful. I put in the bulletin a nice little quote. Says, "A Bible that is all beat up belongs to a person who isn't. A Bible that has fallen apart belongs to a person who isn't." Because that person reads the Scripture daily and daily allows that Scripture to become a part of them. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, in the section on prayer, no surprise, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that we should pray every day. But it also says, particularly with the Word of God, that we Catholics should be reading our Bibles every day. No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed, as the saying goes. That we allow the Word of God to direct our life. This past week we had some incredible people to think about. And one of them was, of course, Martin Luther King Jr., whose study of the Word of God and whose prayer with the Word of God is what prompted him to do what he did and to give the beautiful legacy of equality that he brought us. Thanks be to God that man studied his Bible. He talked about how his efforts for civil rights flowed from his reading of the Word of God. We also, this week on Monday, we had the fourth anniversary of the Shelby County St. Vincent de Paul Society. Praise the Lord. There's thousands of chapters just like ours around the world. And our chapter alone has helped in 4 years well over 1,000 people. Amazing. All because St. Vincent, the beginnings of that organization happened because St. Vincent de Paul, the man, was reading Matthew chapter 25. We also had this past week the feast day of St. Anthony of the Desert. He was the first monk. He's called the father of monks. Now, of course, there's thousands of monks all over. But you know, his friend wrote a biography about him. And he said, well, Anthony read this in the Bible, and then he did this. And then he read this in the Bible, and then he did that. And then he heard this read at Mass, and then he did that. He allowed the Word of God to direct his life. So did St. Vincent de Paul, Martin Luther King, all the saints. They allowed the Word of God to, they ate it. They ate the Word of God. It became a part of them, and they became a part of it. And that's our thing. That's our challenge by our Lord. Praise God that we have His Word living and breathing, effective, powerful, that we can take into ourselves. And I guess the question I would just leave us with is this. You know, when was the last time you really, like, allowed the Word of God to direct your life in some way? To actually concretely change the way you lived? And in a situation, that's something for us to pray about. And it's also a day on this Word of God Sunday to renew our efforts, to renew our relationship with the Word of God, so that we are reading it, we are eating it every single day. Praise the Lord that we at the Eucharist receive too the Word made flesh, the body and blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.